It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is set to release their February cattle and feed report. Of course, this report will give us an idea of how many cattle were in our feedlots at the beginning of the month, how many were placed the preceding month, and where marketings were for the preceding month. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the numbers for this report.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
USDA is prepared to release their February cattle on feed report. This report could be somewhat interesting as far as the market is concerned for a couple of different reasons. Right now, the biggest one is the fact that we're looking at placements being a little bit lower, mainly due to the fact that the border was still closed with Mexico. And that has stopped about 100,000 head of cattle coming across the border here over the since the middle of November. So we've seen a pretty good decrease, about 250,000, 300,000 less cattle coming into our feedlots than anticipated from last year. So that's likely should show up as far as a lower placement number. Marketings has been moving along fairly well, except for some wintry weather that has slowed things down here in February. We'll see if that has any impact on the numbers as well. And as far as the number of cattle and feedlots, because of the slower number of placements, because of the border being closed with Mexico, one would expect that we would see a little bit lower number of cattle in our feedlots. But right now, the average trade estimate is not showing those numbers. The average trade estimate for on feed as of February 1 is at 99% of a year ago, which is in line with, you know, I guess, expecting to see a little less coming out of Mexico. Placements for January, though, are expected to be at 103% of a year ago. That's a pretty big increase with not having the border open. So that number could be a little lower. It could actually be 98%, which would be supportive to the market. We'll see that when the report comes out. Marketings are expected to come in at 102% of a year ago, which is also a little bit surprising. So it seems like these numbers might be a little bit larger than what we could see. The report comes out on Friday at 2 o'clock, and that will set the tone for the cattle markets going into the first part, the last week of February, and into how they perform into March.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.